What is up, America and beyond? Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, and to your health, and to your well-being, and to addressing your challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more in control of your health, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side to help clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne and eczema and rosacea and psoriasis, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than business as usual. It is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your prescription drugs, help a loved one get off their prescription drugs, and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a success story, if you have questions about the Ingevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, our number is 866-582-9933. You can also go to our website, brightsideben.com, and take a look at the shopping cart that we have up with all the Ingevity products, including the Ultimate Classic and the Ultimate Enzymes and the OPC Selenium and my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder that you add to water and drink. It's a wonderful source of B-complex and vitamin C, your fat-soluble vitamins, minerals like magnesium and iron and calcium. You get plant-derived minerals, you get MSM, you get coenzyme Q10, amino acids. It's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. It's $50 a canister, and if you're like most folks, you're going to notice results within one or two doses, especially if you're dealing with a digestive issue. This stuff goes right to work. It bypasses the digestive enzymes and bypasses pancreatic juices and bile juices and goes right to work, gets absorbed right out of the small intestine, as all liquid nutrients do. That's one of the reasons we talk about liquid nutrients so much on The Bright Side. And the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the quintessential example of a power pack liquid nutritional supplement. Give it a shot, folks. You can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com and start yourself a longevity business, or just get your products at the wholesale price if you so desire. All right, thanks so much once again for joining us on The Bright Side. I wanted to talk today about a subject that's near and dear to my heart. It's something I've been researching for many years, and it's something I've been wanting to talk about on The Bright Side for a long time, but there's so much interesting stuff in the world of nutrition that it's after 2 years we're finally getting to this subject. It's a subject that is literally swirling with controversy. It's been swirling with controversy for probably 40 or 50 years, even more so today than when it began, when we first started to understand this stuff, maybe 1930s, 1940s. It's a subject that is unfortunately affecting the lives of millions of Americans, and not in a good way. It's a subject that is filled with misunderstanding, misinformation, disinformation, propaganda, money interests, and it's a rare physician or patient who is not completely bamboozled by drug company bullcrap and PR propaganda that spews from Merck and Pfizer and all the other horrible, evil pharmaceutical houses around the world that are specifically set up to extract billions upon billions of dollars from our ignorance. What I'm talking about, of course, is the subject of cholesterol, which, as you will soon see, is arguably the single most crucial, versatile, functional, important, vital, powerful, health-delivering compound in all animal cells, in all animal life. And I'm going to be as clear as I can, people, to take a drug or to do anything that monkeys around with your body's ability to make this incredibly important stuff is an ultimate example, maybe the ultimate example of medical stupidity and biochemical ignorance. If you wanted to destroy the health of an entire population, you couldn't do it more effectively than by convincing them that they need to force their bodies, to poison their bodies, to stop making cholesterol. Do you hear this, folks? If you're on a statin drug, if your doctor has told you you've got to lower your cholesterol, do the research. Send them to the archives for the next couple of days, because we're going to be talking a lot about how vitally, vitally, vitally important this molecule is. To take a drug to poison the body's ability to make cholesterol is the height of medical stupidity and biochemical ignorance. Yet this incredible con job on the unsuspecting innocent public has been so effective that the vast majority of Americans, laypeople and medical professionals alike, believe that they need to lower cholesterol to the point where millions of people line up voluntarily to pay for their cholesterol-lowering poison, and watching your cholesterol levels has become a national obsession. So let's start with the basics here. We're going to be talking about cholesterol here for the next couple of days, but let's start with the basics. First of all, the biochemical that we call cholesterol gets its name from the fact that it was originally found in gallstones. Chole, as in cholesterol, is the Greek word for bile. Steer, S-T-E-R, as in steroids. Sterol comes from the Greek word for rigid or stiff or hard. Thus, cholesterol literally means hard or stiff bile. That's because when they first discovered cholesterol, it was found in stones, hard bile. Cholesterol is what you can consider a basic raw material, maybe the most basic raw material building block in all of animal life. By the way, cholesterol is what distinguishes animal life from plant life. There's two basic kinds of cells. There's actually three if you include bacteria, but for the most part, for our purposes, we can talk about two basic kinds of cells, animal cells and plant cells. The distinguishing feature of animal cells is this molecule, cholesterol. In other words, what makes human beings not vegetables, movement and a nervous system, an ability to think and process information, what makes us human and animal, what makes animals animals, is achieved via the action of cholesterol. Cholesterol is the distinguishing molecule between plant life and animal life. That alone ought to tell you how critically important this stuff is. So cholesterol is a basic raw material. It's a building block from which other chemicals in the body come from. This notion of raw materials and building blocks is a fundamental concept in all of health and biology. It's something that you got to understand if you're going to understand how to use nutrition and how to stay healthy. The body's a chemical factory. Every cell in the body is a chemical factory. You know, an individual cell is capable of producing tens of thousands of different chemicals. Tens of thousands of different chemicals with no intelligence, with no outside force, with an inside intelligence. Somehow it knows what kind of chemicals to produce. And this chemical producing function of a cell is the major marker of all of life. Cells make things. The body makes things. The body's a chemical factory. It turns chemical A into chemical B, into chemical C, into chemical D, into chemical E, and on and on and on from birth to death, every moment. Every nanosecond that we are alive, the body is transforming chemicals into other chemicals endlessly, eternally, and ceaselessly, nonstop. Every moment you're alive, the body and cells in the body are turning chemicals into other chemicals, and cholesterol is a starting raw material. It is chemical A, from which chemical B and C and D and E and F and on and on and on, other chemicals will be produced. It is the ultimate raw material for an infinite variety of biochemicals, many of which we cannot live without. And this fact alone should be a clue for us why we don't want to be poisoning this system. All right, we'll continue our discussion on cholesterol when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 12, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.1480. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.5726, $878.63 for a half ounce, or $439.31 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.5726, $878.63, and $439.31.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list. For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package. Now through tomorrow only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99 with free shipping to the lower 48 only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through tomorrow. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time on the Genesis Communication Network and 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. If you miss a program, you want to review a program, or you want to point some information out to somebody, get to the website brightsideben.com and take a look at the archive page with all the programs. We've got 2 years of programs up almost. A lot of shows, a lot of hours, and a lot of good information on the Bright Side on brightsideben.com on our archive page. You'll also find a shopping cart with the longevity products, including my personal favorite, the BTT, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which I'm sipping on as we speak. The multivitamin mineral complex powder, you add a couple scoops to water, and you sip on it all day long. For you guys who are just checking out or just trying out the Beyond Tangy Tangerine for the first time, make sure you sip on it slowly. You don't want to put too much of the stuff in your system right away. You may end up with a little diarrhea or loose stool as your body gets overloaded with these nutrients. So sip on it slowly. It's around $50 for a canister, and if you're like most folks, you'll notice results pretty darn quickly within one or two doses. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. Our number today is 866-582-9933. We do have a couple lines open for you. Now is the time to get on board. The lines fill up. We'll get your calls here in our next segment. I want to finish up a couple more things about cholesterol. We're going to be talking about this for the next few days. It's so important. The major theme, the bottom line, the most important point to understand about cholesterol is that the stuff is really, really important, and you don't want to be monkeying with the body's ability to make this stuff. Cholesterol is a raw material for a nearly infinite variety of various biochemicals in the body. We'll be going over all of these in the next day or two. This fact alone should tell us why it's literally suicidal to do anything to slow down the production of this stupendously important stuff. And when I say suicide, I'm talking literally. According to an article written by Dr. Emily Deans in Psychology Today, quote, low serum cholesterol is linked to numerous scientific studies to suicide, unquote. And when we talk about the nervous system and the brain and the relationship of cholesterol to brain health and nervous system health, you'll understand why suicide is one of the side effects of low cholesterol. All right, some of the raw materials that come from cholesterol include the stress hormone cortisol, which is indispensable for helping us deal with the vicissitudes, the ups and the downs of life. All our growth and repair hormones come from cholesterol. How ironic is it that on one hand, doctors and medical professionals are so eager to dispense hormones and hormone replacement therapy and estrogen therapy and testosterone therapy for older folks and menopausal women and andropausal men. How ironic is it that your doctor is so willing to give you hormone replacement therapy made by some pharmaceutical company, at the same time give you drugs that lower the body's ability to make these things on its own, to make estrogen, to make testosterone, to make DHEA, to make progesterone, to make pregnenolone. Last three or four days, we talked about how important DHEA and pregnenolone and progesterone were. Well, they all come from cholesterol. Pregnenolone, progesterone, DHEA, these are relaxing hormones. These are youth hormones. These are balancing hormones. They help balance out the toxic effects of estrogen. We talked about how important DHEA and pregnenolone, progesterone are for the immune system, for healing, for fighting autoimmune diseases, and for fighting cancer. And all of these come from cholesterol. These days, most people are aware of the importance of vitamin D. Vitamin D, by the way, is technically not a vitamin. It's a hormone. We talked about this yesterday. Vitamins are important molecules because they assist in the transformation of chemicals. In other words, this whole chemical factory idea where chemical A gets turned into chemical B, into C, into D, into E. These processes, these steps of A to B to C to D, etc., are all assisted by vitamins. Vitamins are technically called cofactors, or actually coenzymes. In the same way a co-pilot plays an important role in helping a pilot fly a plane, he's not the pilot, he's the co-pilot. Cofactors, or coenzymes, which is what vitamins are, help or assist in the process of chemical transformation. They're important in assisting in a cooperative kind of way. Hormones, on the other hand, are the pilots. Vitamins are the co-pilots. Hormones are the pilots of the chemical processes in the body. They don't assist, they command. They order. This is the difference between a vitamin and a hormone. They're both important. You need them both. But vitamins are assisting factors, and hormones are the commanding factors. They are so important for the correct functioning of a biological system that there's literally little docking stations, little ports of entry on a cell that is specifically structured to match up, to integrate, to lock into a hormone so that biochemistry can proceed. So what I'm saying here is vitamins are important, but hormones are orders of magnitude more important, more potent and more powerful than vitamins. And the stuff we call vitamin D is unfortunately misnamed, because indeed, vitamin D is no mere cofactor. Vitamin D is no mere assistant. Vitamin D is a commander. It should be called hormone D, not vitamin D, because it is a hormone. It doesn't function as a co-pilot helping the pilot fly the plane. It's the pilot. It helps the cell fly the plane of chemistry. It's a command molecule. It has its own little docking station on a cell. And the chemistry that vitamin D or hormone D commands is the chemistry of building and thriving and making things happen. That's why almost every day there's a scientific article published on how important hormone D. I think I'm going to start calling this hormone D. Every day, certainly every week, there's another scientific article published on how important hormone D is for keeping us healthy. Hormone D is critical for calcium absorption. Without calcium processing in the cell, the cell's electrical energy gets messed up. Without calcium processing, you can end up with osteoporosis. Without calcium processing proceeding as it should, you end up with stones. Without calcium processing proceeding as it should, you end up with a general breakdown of the structure of the body and of a cell. The classic hormone D slash vitamin D deficiency disease is called rickets, which used to be a big problem in this country and still is in underdeveloped countries around the world. Rickets is basically a softening of the bones due to a malabsorption of calcium, which comes after a deficiency in hormone D, vitamin D. These days, fortunately, at least in this country, rickets is somewhat unheard of, at least partially because of fortification of foods with very tiny little amounts of vitamin D. And calcium is not just a hardening mineral. Most folks know that calcium is important for hardening bones. But keep in mind, calcium is very, very, very important for the electrical energy of the body and the electrical energy of a cell. And without hormone D, the electrical nature of these systems, the body and a cell, is thrown off. Hormone D plays a key role in the health of the body's defense department. Without hormone D, you get colds and you get flus much more frequently. This is one reason why people get sicker in the wintertime when there's less sun. Don't worry about the flu vaccine, people. You don't need a flu vaccine. Nobody needs a flu vaccine. Nobody needs a flu vaccine. What you do need is a sun vaccine. You need to make sure that you're getting enough sun so that you can make hormone D to help support your own immune system. Without hormone D, autoimmune diseases are more likely. Multiple sclerosis, for example, is known to be associated with low hormone D levels, as is psoriasis, as is Crohn's and celiac disease too. Hormone D is critically important for sugar metabolism as well. So if you're diabetic, get out in the sun. All right, we'll continue this discussion when we come back from a break and take your phone calls at 866-582-9933 as well. Hang tight. We'll be back after this.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel. General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers. Top rental guns with scopes. All food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, so I hope you guys are getting the idea that this cholesterol stuff is super duper duper important. But you know what? We haven't even scratched the surface. We talked about how cholesterol is important as a building block for cortisol stress hormone. We talked about how it's a building block for all those over-the-counter youth hormones, progesterone, pregnenolone, and DHEA that we've addressed the last few days. We've talked about cholesterol as a building block for vitamin D, this unbelievably important hormone, hormone D. But there's so much more important stuff that's associated with cholesterol. So are you getting the sense that it's an idiotic idea to poison the body's ability to make this stuff? Let alone the fact that nobody's ever shown that making too much cholesterol is associated with heart disease. This whole idea about cholesterol and heart disease came about because they noticed that there happens to be cholesterol located in the areas where there are blockages in the heart. But there's also calcium, and there's also iron, and there's other things in these plaques as well. Not only that, but does it really make sense that the body would dump cholesterol for no good reason into an area that's so vital as arteries that lead into the heart? The body is no dummy. The body has a divine intelligence built into it, and it's not doing things for no reason. The last thing you ever want to do if you are dealing with heart disease or a circulatory problem is take a drug that stops your body from making this incredibly important substance that, by the way, has a specifically relevant role to play in cardiovascular health. And this is why more and more it is appearing that statin drugs can actually be a cause of cardiovascular breakdown, not a cure for cardiovascular breakdown. And we'll talk about this in the next couple of days as we continue talking about the importance of cholesterol and why you never, never want to take a poison substance that knocks out your ability to make this incredibly important stuff, i.e. a statin drug. And we'll talk all about that tomorrow and on our next couple of Bright Side episodes. So if you're on a statin drug, or if you're thinking of taking a statin drug, or your doctor's pressuring you to take a statin drug, or you know somebody who's doing that, taking a statin drug, you're going to want to tune into the next few Bright Side episodes as we continue talking about the importance of cholesterol and the big-time dangers associated with statin drugs. All right, our number is 866-582-9933. If you have questions about the longevity products or health or nutrition or prescription drugs or cholesterol or statins, we want to hear from you, 866-582-9933. Likewise, if you have a success story that you'd like to share or if you want to contribute to our conversation. Time for our first phone call of the day. Let's go to Montana and welcome Walter to the Bright Side. What's up, Walter? How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, sir. May I call you Dr. Ben?
No, you may not. You may call me Pharmacist Ben, or you may just call me Ben. Actually, I don't even like the term Pharmacist Ben. Just call me Ben.
Okay, Ben. Good morning. Thank you. I praise you and your program. I thank God that I've program and all of the things that you discussed very, very clearly. If you recall, about in August, I called you about a question on scleroderma.
Okay, on the air or on
the air? And okay. You gave me the protocol, and the person is turning around.
Good deal. Way to go. What did we told you? Digestion, of course, right?
Yes, and I'm from Marinette, Wisconsin, and okay. I'm visiting my girlfriend in Columbus right now.
Okay. Let me tell the listeners about scleroderma real quickly in case anybody out there is dealing with it. Scleroderma is a connective tissue disease. Remember, the body's made up of, I like to call it like raisin bread, where you have raisins and bread. Scleroderma is a bread disease where you get all kinds of changes in blood vessels and muscles and internal organs where the immune system attacks the connective tissue, the bread part of the body, and it can happen anywhere in the body. It's a horrible thing, but like all autoimmune diseases, it's very easy to deal with, number one, by addressing the digestive system. I'm sure that's what I told you to do, and I'm glad that your friend is turning it around. Thanks for sharing that, by the way.
Thank you. Okay, my question today is, yes. I'm visiting my girlfriend in Columbus. Her name is Mary, and she has a good friend. Her name is Renee. Renee is suffering from a diagnosis of cold urticaria.
Okay. That's basically itching. Itching and rash associated with cold. Urticaria is just a fancy word that means itching and rashes. A cold urticaria is when you get itching and rashes secondary to cold temperature. But the problem isn't the cold temperature. The problem is the body's jumpiness, the immune system's jumpiness. And once again, as you know, if you've been listening to this program, there's not a lot of things that go wrong in the body. If you have urticaria or the signs of an activated immune system, what you basically are dealing with is a hypersensitive, hyperactive, jumpy defense mechanism. So cold temperature ordinarily shouldn't trigger a defense mechanism, but when the defense system is jumpy or hypersensitive for some reason, sensitized for some reason, you'll go into a full-blown immune response. And by the way, this notion of the skin as an immune system structure is very important to understand. In our mind's eye, it's very difficult to picture how this whole thing works, but if you look at your skin and then zoom in with your Superman X-ray vision, you'll see kind of rivers and tributaries, channels, if you will, where fluids are flowing throughout the skin. And in these tributaries, you have little tiny cells that are always looking for some kind of danger. Pressure can be a danger, temperature change can be a danger, and chemical changes can be a danger. And when these things happen, a response will be initiated. Now, there's a threshold that needs to be reached, and typically cold isn't going to make it through that threshold. Pressure typically isn't going to make it through that threshold unless this immune system is jumpy or hypersensitive. So the question becomes, why has the threshold been lowered for immune activation? What has made this immune system so jumpy? And there's always one place that you want to look at least first, and that is the digestive immune system. This is the main place that the immune system becomes activated from. And anytime you're dealing with any kind of rashes, itchiness, eczema, psoriasis, cellulitis, any kind of skin condition that just appears for no known reason or no apparent reason, the first place to look is in the digestive system. Now, here's what you do, Walter, and I'd love to be able to talk to your friend if you can get her on the phone with me, but if you can't, you ask her, do you have a history of digestive issues? Now, she may say no. As you know, Walter, that doesn't mean that that she doesn't. It just means that she hasn't noticed them. If she says yes, that's better because then she can start to work on them. If she says no, she has to start to find them. Get yourself a little, have your friend get a little notebook, jot down all the foods she eats. It will help if she eats simple foods, not complicated foods for a couple of weeks. Connect the foods she's eating with digestive symptoms and also with the skin. This is so important. There's a very important link between the skin and the digestive system. You know, when we're born or when we're conceived in the womb, when the sperm hits the egg and the cells start to divide and a fetus starts to grow, a tube is formed, and that tube is one of the first structures that forms inside the growing fetus in the embryo, and that tube ultimately becomes the digestive system. Within days, the cells of that tube begin to turn over, flip over, and they become the skin. And what I'm saying here is the skin and the digestive system are both derived from the same type of cells. They're very, very similar in cellular nature. So when you have something going on in the skin, more often than not, you also has something going on in the digestive tract, which can basically be thought of as a skin in the inside of your body. So focus on digestive wellness. Use digestive support nutrients. There's some wonderful nutrients for the digestive system that can also help the immune system. Probiotics, well, we talk about those all the time as being important for the digestive system, but what most folks don't realize is they're also important for the immune system, and they also have wonderful relevance for skin health too. Get on the best probiotic you could find. Have your friend get on the best probiotic she could find. I like the Longevity Nightly Essence, 80 billion units a day. The reason I like the Nightly Essence so well is because it has enzymes in there as well. Hang tight, Walter. There's a couple other things that your friend can do. You're listening to Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our number's 866-582-9933. We're coming back at you with more good health information right after this.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Longevity. The Longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. BensDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our number is 866-582-9933. Let's see, Walter. Are you there, Walt?
I'm here, sir.
Okay, so urticaria, which is just a fancy way of saying itching, associated with cold, is itching associated with cold, associated with a cold temperature, a change in temperature. But it doesn't really matter that it's associated with cold. What matters is that something is activating the immune system. This is the bottom line. Itching and rashes are the manifestation of an activated defense system. Whenever the defense system is activated, there's only one question we need to ask, which is pretty darn obvious. What is it that's getting into the body that's activating the defense system? Now, things can only get breathed in through the body. They can get in through a burn or a cut or a scrape if you have an opening in the skin. Or more often, most likely, they're getting in through foods that we're eating. So have your friend focus on specific foods and see if she can associate those foods, the relationship with of those foods to digestive symptoms and to her itching. This is one of the neat things about having a skin reaction is you can really link up problems with foods pretty quickly. As soon as you eat a food, if it's a problem, she's going to notice a reaction on the skin. So link it up to foods, do a food diary. Secondly, use nutrition that helps the digestive system. Probiotics are very important, not just for the digestive system. They're also important for the immune system and for the skin. Vitamin C is probably the most important vitamin for the immune system. We talked about hormone D. That can be very helpful for the immune system. Vitamin D, of course, I'm talking about getting out in the sun. This is the best way to get your vitamin D, or using a sun lamp is also another way that you can do it, a full spectrum sun lamp, not a tanning bed kind of sun lamp. And then also, as far as other nutrients go, zinc is, if vitamin C is the most important vitamin for the immune system, zinc is the most important mineral for the immune system, and it's also very important for the skin and skin health. 50 milligrams of zinc might be something that you want to think about. Selenium can also be very important for the immune system. I'd be doing 200 or 300 micrograms of selenium a day. Magnesium also can be very helpful for the immune system. The B complex is not only important for the immune system, but it's also important for the skin. The Beyond Tangy is going to get you vitamin C. Beyond Tangy Tangerine will get her vitamin C, I should say. And also will get her a good dose of the B complex. And those are also going to be very important for the skin and for the immune system. And then vitamin A, also important for the immune system and the skin and the digestive tract. So lots of stuff that you could do there, Walter. Appreciate the kind words. Most importantly, focus on digestive health, digestive wellness. Look for links between foods and the rashes. Look for links between foods and digestive symptoms. Eliminate those foods. Do the whole digestive support workup. including probiotics. I didn't mention digestive enzymes, but those can also be helpful as well. If she has a history of fat malabsorption, if she's got a gallbladder removed, or she has liver problems, then you're going to have to start focusing on fat malabsorption issues, and those can also be associated to urticaria and itching, too. Another last thing, Walter. Are you there, bro?
One more question. Do you?
Let me tell you one more thing, okay, Walter? It'll be much easier if you could find other things going wrong with her body, so we can put a whole picture together. Chances are, if she's dealing with an activated immune system in the skin, she's also got other immune system problems. And if you could put together a whole symptom map, it'll be much easier to create a treatment protocol for her. So, in other words, if we can find a lot of dots, we can collect the dots, then we can connect the dots. It'll be much easier for us to come up with a treatment protocol. All right, what else did you have for me there, Walt?
He's actually told me that she's been diagnosed with to be given an antifungal medication, which she refused, and
good.
She had something called dumping, which she's been prescribed Librax for.
Dumping. Now, Librax is an anti-anxiety medication. It's a benzodiazepine, but like Valium, a primitive form of Valium. I'm pretty sure that's what that is. What did she say, dumping?
It's called dumping, yeah. That's what she said, it was dumping.
I'm not sure what dumping is. Librax is like a old-time Valium combined with a digestive kind of thing that they use for irritable bowel syndrome. So she probably has a history of digestive problems, which I'm not surprised. Basically, that's just what I spent last five, six minutes talking about. You understand how this whole thing is linked, though?
I understand completely, yes.
Right? So she doesn't have an itching problem. She has a digestive problem that's showing up on her skin. Librax, for the listeners, is an old-time remedy that they use for the digestive system. It kind of relaxes things a little bit. I think it might be related to Librium. I'm trying to remember. It's such an old drug. I haven't seen it in a long time. Where do you live? Where is she in? A small town, this gal?
In Columbus, Montana.
Okay, yeah, Librax, they tend to give these old-time remedies, these old-time prescription drugs in smaller towns, and Librax is a real old-time drug that's used for the digestive system. I apologize, it's not a benzodiazepine, it's actually a drug that they use to slow down cramping and spasms in the stomach, in the digestive tract. You see, though, how that whole thing is linked, though? It's the digestive system that's the problem, and it's showing up on the skin. She probably has a history of bowel problems. Go ahead, real quick. What was your other question there, Walter?
My girlfriend and I spent a lot of time at Red Lodge Ski Hill in Montana. Where do you go skiing, sir?
I don't ski. I haven't skied in 20... I tore up my knee really bad playing baseball in 1993, and I haven't had put on skis since. And
I'm
terrified. Have you ever torn up your knee?
Close, but not that bad, I guess.
Oh, there's nothing like it. There is nothing like tearing up your knee, let me tell you, bro. So, anyway, thanks so much for your call, Walt. Did we help you out?
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
Good deal. Take care, man. Take care, man. Okay, Catherine, what is up? Catherine in Minnesota.
Hi, Ben. Can you hear me?
Sure can. What's cooking?
Well, actually, I do take the essential fatty acids, and I'm starting back on Tangy Tangerine. I take the digestive enzymes, probiotics, the good ones, and, you know, I'm on a lot of the good supplements that you've had, but I want to add the pregnenolone to my regimen.
Pregnenolone?
Yeah, and I was wondering how long will it take before I see some kind of results?
Well, I'm not sure what you're trying to notice, what kind of results you're trying to look for.
Well, I break out in a sweat every hour, Ben.
That's not good.
No.
Breaking out in a sweat, if it's a chronic sweating, that's a condition called hyperhidresis. And that could be a sign that your body's trying to eliminate some kind of toxicity, toxins. And if you have a history, a long-term history of health problems, that would make sense that your body's trying to eliminate toxicity. And if the kidneys are overloaded, your skin is going to take up some of that load, and you're going to end up sweating a lot. But typically speaking, sweating a lot is a sign that there's some kind of adrenal stress, some kind of stress going on in the system. And you're smart. Pregnenolone might be just what the doctor ordered, or in this case, just what the nutritional pharmacist ordered. 50 milligrams a day to 100 milligrams a day is a good place to start. There's no toxicity associated with pregnenolone. And you should notice results within 1 or 2 days. If you don't notice results within a week, then you're going to want to either up your dose or start doing some other things too. Pregnenolone is not to be used as a medicine. It's not like I have this problem, I'm going to take pregnenolone and it's going to eliminate the problem. You want to consider pregnenolone just to be a way that you're boosting your body's production of relaxation kinds of hormones, youth and repair hormones, not as a medicine, but as an just a little bit of support for your body's hormone making machinery. Does that make sense? It's not like a 1-to-1 remedy. I got this, so I'm taking that. It's more like you're taking it so you can boost up your body's anti-aging and youth and repair hormones, hormone system and hormone machinery in general. But 50 to 100 milligrams a day is a good place to start, and you should notice results within 2 or 3 days. The biggest thing you're going to notice is relaxation and kind of a sense of peacefulness. That's the most important thing that people notice. But along with that, you're going to have more healing and more growth and more repair. You're going to get anti-aging benefits, and you may not notice those specifically, but those will be happening all along. The thing you're going to notice is an improvement in mood, an improvement in sense of well-being, and also a sense of relaxation. Real quick, anything else there, ma'am?
Yeah, I also ordered the GABA and the tryptophan because I already take the 5-HTB.
Okay.
And how do I work the GABA and the tryptophan?
Nighttime. Did you get 5-HTP or tryptophan?
Well, I already take 5-HTP.
You don't necessarily need both, although you may want to see if you respond better to tryptophan than you do to 5-HTP.
Okay.
But you don't need to take both of them. And then GABA, you want to take at night, take it with the 5-HTP. If you're taking 100, take maybe 100 milligrams to 150 milligrams of GABA. Start off with 100 milligrams because with all of that stuff, that might be a little bit too relaxing. And throw in a little bit of melatonin. The best way to get melatonin, by the way, is sublingual melatonin. And that is the kind of melatonin that you suck on like a little lozenge and don't chew on it, but suck on it and let the melatonin dissolve in your mouth and contact the blood vessels under your tongue. That's called sublingual delivery, and you'll get quicker effects, and you'll get more complete effects from the melatonin. So GABA about 100 milligrams, pregnenolone 50 to 100 milligrams, 5-HTP 100 milligrams, sublingual melatonin 3 to 6 milligrams a night. That's sucking on it. Real quick, anything else there, Catherine? Because there's
the
music.
Yeah, the ASAP, does that have hormones, and how does that work?
No, the ASAP provides nutritional support. Can you give us a call back tomorrow? We're out of time, Catherine. I'm sorry, I hate to do that to you. Thank you, guys. Appreciate everybody who's called. Appreciate all our letter writers. Appreciate all the kind words on Facebook. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products or join me in my mission or join the Youngevity team, the Brightside Ben team, click on the Join Now link at brightsideben.com. Tomorrow we'll be continuing talking about cholesterol and why you never, ever, ever want to take a statin drug. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next. On most of these stations, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gaiter is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gaiter on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgaiter.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina. If you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.